You're listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. And on this Friday morning, it's a beautiful day here for the 7th day of August. We're on our way to a high today of just about 81 degrees on beautiful sunny skies. Let's check the numbers as they're finishing up in Chicago, or actually starting up in Chicago for the morning. September contract in the corn pit is at $3.71 and a half. It is a penny and three quarters higher. December up a penny and three quarters at $3.82 and a quarter, and the March at $3.93 and a quarter, up one and three quarters. July futures $4.06, up to next year's December, a penny and a half higher at $3.98. So complex, some real gains happening there, up 14 cents in the nearby August at $9.99 and a half, September at $9.69 and three quarters, up 13 and a half, and November beans about 15 and three quarters higher, $9.59 for the new crop. January at $9.63 and a quarter, up 15 and a quarter. March up 14, May up 12 and three quarters, July 12 and three quarters higher as well, and next year's November beans up 10 cents at this hour. Bean meal 3.60 higher, bean oil up 9 cents. Wheat futures in the September contract, soft red down a penny at 506. The hard red, Kansas City at 488 and three quarters. That's down three quarters of a cent. Live cattle futures in the August are unchanged. The feeders are down 20 cents and lean hogs are up a nickel. On the phone line is Mike Zuzlow at Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting out of Atchison, Kansas. Good morning. How are things there on this Friday?
Muggy and humid, Todd, and I think we could use a rain, and it sounds like you guys over there might be needing some rainfall as well.
You know, it has gotten dry, and depending on where you are, you can really see it. Some of it's August, of course, and some of the yards have begun to brown up, and even the irrigators are started, at least for the yards, that is, and a few irrigators around the state, too, I think, are beginning to run. We've had some really wet weather. This is something I suppose the trade will be watching. However, I'm not certain that that's what's gotten into the soybean market this morning. Why the rally there?
I think it's a combination. I do think this below normal precip expectation is building for the next 10 days, and that's probably the heart of what is continuing this rally. We're actually now in November beans just under the gap made a little over a week ago of 963 and a quarter. So it'll be interesting to see if we fill that today and how we react afterwards. I would also say the week probably started us out on the better footing, mainly because the trade started to think more about the potential for the supply-demand report to be less negative. And I think that bias increased, Todd, as the weather turned drier and also as we got the pre-report estimates, because there is such a wide range of ending stocks for both corn and beans, but beans especially, 210 to 510 million bushels for this coming crop year. And I think the trade was not expecting as many numbers, and the average especially, to be as close to 300 million bushels as it came out to be.
Yeah, so this is a big, broad range. We'll know more on the 12th day of August about USDA's perception of the size of the crop. Of course, this is the first crop production number of the year, and they will be taking counts, but as everybody knows, there's a lot of estimates that are put into that early count because ears aren't filled out and pods aren't filled out, and we'll have some time yet to get through that process. Where do we now stand in your 2010 models?
We broke with it at the end of July, and I'm glad you asked that, because at the end of last week, my view of the grain market had improved substantially. You and I talked about that, and it was based upon the supply-demand fundamentals, the weather fundamentals, and where I thought the trade was trading in terms of U.S. corn and bean carryover and the lack of risk premium, the lack of weather premium. And I do think we've seen better demand come through here. There's been spots where we've seen some cancellations, but I think if you look at the numbers in total, we're picking up in terms of demand. And so my view has actually gotten stronger, even though the outside market fundamentals have been weakened and have gotten worse with the dollar rally and the crude oil now only $2 from its major low in March, which was also a six-year low. But we broke from 2010. And I wrote to clients yesterday that if we're going to get back to 2010 in terms of price action that would be trending higher, it wouldn't take the USDA's report to do that on Wednesday because of the negative outside market. And I think that if the USDA did give us a fairly good report, the weather could mean a lot more in terms of it could give us an extra bump.
So you said would not, but you mean would take the USDA report, or did I?
Did you
state that right? Yeah. Okay.
Should take the USDA report. That's right. Otherwise, if you don't get a USDA report that's supportive, we're probably going to have to wait until more information is gathered, and maybe even all the way until the farmers start running the combines through the cornfields.
And what do you consider a supportive USDA report figure for both corn and soybeans?
We've seen the last 2 months where the trade has wanted to take the beans down and make the beans the leader to the downside. We're on a cusp of not wanting to do that anymore. So it's really about the beans. And I would put the wheat as a close second, because we've talked for better than a year that we don't want the wheat going down. Otherwise, the row crops are going to have a hard time going up. We may close higher this week in wheat, even though the dollar is going sharply higher and even though the crude oil is going sharply lower. I see that as a very big positive if we would complete that on today's close. But to get right down to brass tacks with the average Bloomberg ending stocks number of 322 on 15-16 beans, Todd, if we would go below 300 million bushels, I think the trade could then make a case that the crop is getting even smaller if this drier than normal weather pattern sticks around for 10 more days, because it's absolutely critical right now in the beans. And I would say producers in your area and east of the Mississippi are telling me it's absolutely critical for corn, especially the later planted corn. So I think it could be a domino effect. And actually, we could see the supply-demand fundamentals, if USDA plays ball with us, outstrip and overpower these weaker macro fundamentals for the first time in a long time.
In a broader context, much of the media is beginning to talk a lot about commodities being as low as they were in 2008. Does that portend that we're near the bottom of this particular run? And of course, 2008 was a U.S.-led bottom. This one may be a broader global bottom, led by China, of course. Where do you think we are in that context?
I do think we're closer to a bottom because of the commodity indexes are actually down near the 2001-2002 lows. And so I think we've stripped out all inflation right as the Federal Reserve gets ready to create a liftoff process here. And that liftoff process should be inflationary when it's all said and done, or they wouldn't be doing it to begin with. And so the fact that we're down at these levels, and I would also say some of the longer term cycles that I use in the commodity indices, you and I don't talk cycles very often because I like the macro micro setup in the analysis, but I do keep track of the long term cycles and the CRB, as well as the Goldman Sachs commodity index. They're both flashing some long-term cycle lows as we get closer to the end of 2015. So those two things make me think we've definitely got a discount in this market unless we get new bearish information that justifies these prices.
Well, hopefully when we talk to you this afternoon, we'll find out that the soybeans close strong and we have a good week there, and maybe the wheat will rally as well.
Let's hope so.
All right. Hey, thanks so much.
Thanks, Todd. Have a great day.
You too. That, of course, is Mike Zuzalo. He's a global commodity analytics and consulting out of Atchison, Kansas, joins us here on the Mid-Morning Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Let's take a quick look at where trade is at this hour. Futures in the corn pit are up about 2 cents. Soybeans have been rallying for the morning. Now the August is up 16. November also up 16. Wheat futures up just 0.75 cents. Bean meal is up 3.50. Bean oil is 9 cents lower. Live cattle futures in Chicago are down 2.5 cents at 149.75 in the August. October 22.5 lower. August feeder cattle are 7.5 lower, and the Septembers are down 17.5. Lean hogs in the October are 42.5 cents higher. They're at $64.87.5. The outside markets show crude oil at $44.39 a barrel. That's down 27 cents. Ethanol up 0.2 cents at $1.45.9, and gasoline is 3.3 cents lower on the wholesale price. That's the RBOB at $1.61.04. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. We're coming up on the top of the hour under sunny skies. We're headed to 81 degrees. Southeast winds today at 6 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 65, and tomorrow, partly sunny and 83. We'll have a 5 to 7 mile an hour wind in the morning. That'll be light and variable out of the southwest. And Saturday night, we'll have a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy skies and a low of 68. Sunday, showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy, 83 degrees. Chance of precipitation on Sunday set at 60%. That'll drop to 40% on Sunday night and will go to a low of just 69 degrees. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.